be less dance. It'll do your leg good and it'll be fun.
Then it won't work. You see, exercise isn't supposed to be fun. That's why they call it exercise. As we all know, nothing that begins with EX is ever fun. Exercise, execution, ex-wife.
Well, expect to sleep on a couch if you don't dance with me, ex-husband.
Get on up on the get down. Give me some soul. Good golly, Miss Marley.
With the record now, Keith, okay?
All right, babe.
Ready?
I'm ready. Oh, yeah. Ooh, stop. You know I can't do that.
Oh. That darn old record player again.
Now, this is what I call exercise.
Thelma.
Oh, we're just exercising.
Well, you don't look like you need Gatorade. Did Wilona drop by with the one hand?
No, she said she was going to pick up the paper on her way home from the boutique.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ma, what kind of job are you looking for?
Well, I'd like something challenging yet secure, demanding yet rewarding, dynamic yet fulfilling.
Sounds like a 4-year hitch in the Marine Corps.
Pounding the pavement.
Couldn't find a job, huh, JJ?
Thelma's like asking for room service in Johannesburg. I tell you, boy, the way I feel today, as tired as I am, a team of wild Las Vegas showgirls couldn't drive me out of this seat.
Well, I'll go start dinner, okay?
On second thought, there may be some night work that I can look for.
Well, I'll change my clothes first.
Oh, that's right, Thelma, because those pantyhose look better in the egg.
JJ, your body could fit into that egg.
You're becoming a real Evans.
All right. Hey, Mom, about this job situation. Don't you think you should forget about it and take it easy for a while?
Oh, now, JJ, you know me. When it comes to doing nothing, I say nothing doing.
Flo, how y'all? Girl, have I got news for you. Wait till you hear. Penny was just named the official student director of the new school play called The Boy Who Cried Wolf. Isn't that great, fantastic, wonderful, marvelous?
Yeah.
Y'all don't seem too excited about it.
Oh, of course we're excited, Wilona. It's just that I thought you had some news about a job, that's all.
Oh, Flo, honey, there was no openings in my place, but I did bring you the paper.
Oh, well, then, let's see what they got here. They may have something in the one ads we can use. Yeah. This here. Uh-huh. Look at this. Sounds like something. Microprocessor and analytical analog digital circuit designer. You think that job's better for me or you, Mom?
Neither. You can't say it, and I don't know what it means.
Oh, wait a minute. Look at this one, JJ. Wanted, substitute city school bus driver, excellent pay, fringe benefits. Apply in person, Mr. C.J. Collingswood, Roadway Bus Company Incorporated.
Flo, that sounds like a great job for you.
Me, a bus driver?
That's right. Honey, women do all kinds of jobs these days. Telephone repairs, heavy-duty machinists, barge captains, dock workers.
Yeah, I got a girl who's a tow bridge operator. Named Two-Ton Tanya. Kind of embarrassing, though. Every time I kiss her, I got to chuck in a quarter.
JJ.
Just jiving, Ma. It's only a dime.
School bus driver. You know, I always did want to work with kids.
Flo, you couldn't ask for a better deal if Monty Hall owned the company.
Okay.
I'll do it. Right, I'll go there right tomorrow morning.
All right.
Hey, Penny. How's the life of the big-time director person?
Rough.
Come here, baby. Those little tots are giving you a hard time, huh?
Well, not all of them. Just a certain one.
What?
But I think I lost him.
Hey, look here, Mama. Let me tell you something. We're gonna sell this thing right here and now.
Lord, it's Gary James. Chicago's answer to the neutron bomb.
At your service. Hello, totem pole.
Gary, I'd like you to meet Miss Florida Evans.
Hey, Flo! Pleased to meet you.
That's Mrs. Evans to you, young man.
Mrs. Evans? Oh, come on, lady. Where are we, at a Tupperware party? Even all that Mr. and Mrs. Jive.
Gary, look at these hands.
Hey, Mama, if you want a palm reader, you got the wrong dude.
Well, you have your choice. Either I go upside your head with these two palms, or I cut you a nice piece of sweet potato pie.
There ain't no dummy. I'll settle for the pie flow. Mrs. Evans.
I'll get it.
Well, what seems to be your problem?
Oh, they made me try for Penny's old play, and she cast me as a sheep.
But, Gary, you're too short to be the shepherd. You can't even see over the water bucket.
If I don't get a better part, I'm going to empty the water bucket over someone's head.
Willona, hold the pie.
Just jiving, just jiving.
Now, what's wrong with being a sheep?
Oh, sheep don't have no lines. And I ain't about to get up there and spend 15 minutes eating grass. And furthermore, I don't like the costume. They make you stick a bunch of cotton balls in your head. Shoot, it took us 300 years to get out of cotton. Now, here they go putting us right back in it.
But, Gary, I need you.
No way. Mary may have a little lamb, but you ain't got a sheep.
All right, hold it. Hey, Benny. Look, if Gary can't act well enough to handle the part, then maybe you should find somebody else.
Mrs. Evans, I'm hip to that reverse psychology. When I went to my first psychiatrist, I was so young he had to put rubber sheets on his couch. I like you. You want me to do the part? Just say so.
Then do it.
You got it. I'm a sheep. Come to the show. I'll be so real they'll have to shave me to get me out of that costume.
I'll be there.
Now can we go rehearse?
Okay.
Hey, Gary. A couple of quick pointers on how to play a sheep.
Hey, whiff it, poof. You really lost your way. And I still ain't no grass.
Flo, I haven't seen anybody handle Gary that way. I mean, without a whip and a chair.
Yeah, I'll handle him right now.
Look here. Oh.
Greetings. Ah, Florida, my most faithful and loyal voter.
Oh, Lord, look what the wind blew in.
Yeah, more wind.
Well, 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 well. Baldwin Davis. What brings you here?
I am dedicated to my civic duties, Filonia. And anyway, it does my heart good to drop in every once in a while and visit with my
favorite project family.
Yes, well, I like to stay abreast of things, and as my younger constituents say, what's shaking?
Mostly your jowls, Curly.
Well, as your older constituents would say, what's shaking is, I'm looking for a job, and the shaking is mighty shaky.
Any prospects?
Well, I'm going to apply for a substitute job driving a school bus.
Oh, you will give Mr. Collins with my regards, won't you?
Hey, Chrome Dome. Do you know him?
Of course, Petronia.
Well, then you could give Flo a good recommendation, huh?
Well, yes. Unfortunately, this upcoming election has me worried. You see, my opponent has plastered this district with full-colored posters of himself to gain popularity. A brazen tactic, a monstrous cheap trick.
And you wish you had thought of it first.
And I wish I had thought of it. Well, what it boils down to is a counterattack. Because I stand a good chance of being unseated unless I can locate some fine, young, talented artist with enough civic pride to share his gift with the uninformed masses.
And what, pray tell, with this young, talented artist, and you forgot to mention, incredibly handsome, receive as reward for his gift?
A word, perhaps, to Mr. Collingswood.
Suddenly I'm inspired.
Maybe even a strong letter of recommendation.
Hair! Suddenly I see hair!
Not to mention free paint.
I'll do it!
Wait a minute, JJ. Driving kids to school is a big responsibility. I don't want that job unless I'm sure I could handle it.
Well, of course, you would be required to pass a stringent series of tests, but if you can prove yourself worthy, upon my word and honor, Florida, you've got the job. For after all, this is my
favorite project family.
Hi, everybody.
Hey there, Mr. Miguel. You're here just in time for a great political work of art.
Yeah?
This is going to be the greatest unveiling since Mount Rushmore, when they found the wino sleeping in Lincoln's nose. Well, Michael, you ready?
Yeah, brother, get on with it.
Voila!
It looks pretty good, JJ. Who is it?
It's Alderman Davis.
Oh,
yeah, see? I use Muhammad Ali's cheekbone,
yeah.
Billy D. Williams' jaw, O.J. Simpson's nose, and Smokey Robinson's hairline.
JJ, what did you use of Davis's?
His paint.
Well, you two try and hold it down. I'm trying to study for this driver's test this afternoon.
Hey, wait a minute, Ma, don't worry about it. You did real good on the interview and you passed the written test.
Yeah, but now that I'm getting close to getting a job, I'm just getting nervous. Oh, I know I'm gonna miss something.
I know you won't, Ma. Let me give you a little quiz right quick. How about this? Rule 15, Section C.
Oh, that's easy. Let me see now. Always come to a complete child before letting off a stop. You see, I told you I was nervous. It's just like having my first baby.
Don't worry, Ma, you'll get over it.
Yeah, you got over JJ, you can get over anything.
Oh, yeah, Michael. When you were born, you were so ugly, the doctor slapped himself.
Doing? Girl, did you win your driver's stripes yet?
Not yet, but I'm going for my test in a few hours.
Good. Now you need to practice under battle conditions.
Battle conditions?
Yeah, kids and everything. Keith, Thelma.
How did you know they were in the bedroom?
How do I know Smokey is a bell?
Hey, Willona.
Smokey is a bell.
Oh.
Okay, we're going to help Flo practice for a driver's test.
All right.
Can you act like a little kid, Thelma?
I could try.
Okay, and Keith, how about you?
Do we have to eat spinach?
Only if it turns you on.
Well, this is silly.
Oh, no, it's not, Flo. Look, you already know the ground rules. All you need now is a little practical experience. Come on, Jacob, Gramps.
All right.
You're in the school bus, right?
In the bus.
Move like you're in the bus and everything like that, right?
In the bus.
Okay, Flo, now grab the wheel. Okay? We're on our way to school. Hit it.
Okay.
Hey, it was all JJ's fault anyway.
Oh, no, it wasn't your cucumber head, your asparagus face.
Hey, man, you can't talk to her like that.
Oh, yeah, you want to fight? Knock the stick off my shoulder.
I thought the stick was your shoulder.
Hey, what's going on, man? I don't want to hear that.
It's 20 minutes to the next gas stop.
But I can't wait, sissy. Your mama, oh, yeah. Gonna make
no one should have to make you. To begin with, you should know better. Now, your parents are making great sacrifices to send you to school, and you ought to show them enough respect to act like a decent human being.
All right.
Oh, girl.
Fantastic.
Well, I just said what came to mind.
Good. That was great, Ma, except for one thing.
What's that?
You forgot to, stop the bus!
Mama, the bus just left us off in front of our playground.
I get the door for you, Florida.
Oh, stop.
I mean, Miss Evans.
Look who's here.
But Fred Davis, you came to wish me luck?
Well, not exactly, Florida. You see, I, Hey. Oh. Well,
a good likeness. It does me justice.
And mercy. Allow me to introduce my niece, Miss Sandra Forbes. Sandra, this is Miss Florida Evans.
How do you do?
Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
Nice apartment, huh, Sandra?
Amazingly well kept for the project.
Why, thank you. Incidentally, we've housebroken all our roaches.
Michael. This is my friend Willona.
How do you do?
Fine, thank you.
My son Michael. And my oldest boy, JJ.
How do you do?
Emulsified.
Fred, are you going to tell these people why we're here?
honey, hold it. Are you trying to talk, Negro? Or are you having an indigestion attack?
Either way, it comes out gas.
I'd like to apologize for my children's rudeness.
In this neighborhood, it's to be expected.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, dear, but around here, you don't always get what you expect.
Mrs. Evans, it seems that you and I are the two finalists for this bus driving job.
Yes.
And if Uncle Fred ever regains the use of his tongue, he'll tell you that there's really no point in your taking the test this afternoon.
What?
Well, in the first place, I'm much more qualified than you are. I majored in child psychology. I'm summa cum laude.
That's no big deal. Ma's Southern Baptist.
And I majored in three children.
Yeah, but she only flunked in one.
In the second place, if push comes to shove, Uncle Fred will have a private little talk with Mr. Collingswood. Isn't that right, Fred?
Right, private.
That's not fair. That's cheating, Fred.
Wait a minute. Would you do something that underhanded, skinhead?
Skinhead certainly would.
Well, in that case, I gotta put some finishing touches on this portrait.
Wait, JJ. I like it just the way it is.
Stand over there in the light, Fred, so I can capture all six of your chins.
JJ, please.
Seems to be a little mistake with the hairline, but no problem. Easy correct. Erase it.
Won't somebody stop him?
You can, Alderman Davis. But first you have to stop acting like a politician and behave like a human being.
Florida, you must understand. There'll be other jobs.
I think we can leave now, Fred.
Hey. Has anyone seen Penny?
Well, who have we here? Aren't you a sweet little pumpkin face?
Hey, Mama, you asking for it.
Gary, maybe you should...
Flo, let sweet little Gary say hello to the nice lady.
Gary, my name is Miss Forbes, and I just may be your brand new bus driver.
Well, bus driver you may be, but brand new you ain't.
Funny little fellow.
Fresh blood. Pay attention, totem pole. You might learn something.
Gary.
Don't worry, Mama. There's nothing to it. We won't even make you pick up the ants.
Ants?
Yeah, my friend Chester Hill got mad at our last bus driver and threw his ant farm at him.
Gary.
It's okay now. They're almost gone. Oh. It was my idea to bring in the spiders.
Spiders?
They love ants.
Oh.
Mama, what is your problem? Yo-yo.
Now, you.
I told you not to worry. They're just baby spiders anyway. Like the one on your arm.
My arm?
Both your legs. Hold on, it's in your head. I get it. Get
I've never been so embarrassed in my life. If I have to put up with brats like that, I'm applying for something safer, like bullfighting.
Wally!
That doesn't mean she's not going to be our bus driver.
Well, Gary, it kind of looks that way.
Good. That chick had the worst case of splittings I've ever seen.
Now, Gary, what you did was not very nice, and I don't approve. However, you did make the lady understand that she isn't suited for this job.
Oh, look, Mama.
What did you say?
Mrs. Evans.
Better.
Can we cut the hearts and flowers and get to that sweet potato pie? I gotta get the taste of grass out of my mouth. Bad.
Okay, I think there's another one.